This is Fresh Air. Last night, on three separate networks, Michael Jackson received primetime exposure for his first music video of the 90s, an 11-minute extravaganza called Black or White. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of the video and some thoughts on Michael Jackson's place in music video history.
Put it this way, no recording artist has affected the look and status of rock videos as much as Michael Jackson. When Madonna brings out a new video, all she changes is her image. When Michael Jackson does it, sometimes he changes the entire industry. The first time it happened was in 1983 with Billie Jean, the first video from Jackson's Thriller album. She was more like Beauty Queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor in the round. At the time, MTV was being widely and correctly accused of racism. Its video playlist was basically an all-white affair, and Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Rick James, and Prince were all denied access. But Jackson's record company, CBS, reportedly threatened to withhold videos by all the label's artists, including MTV mainstays Billy Joel and Journey, unless MTV made room for Billie Jean. It did. That was Jackson landmark number one. Then came Beat It, which turned him into a superstar. The big deal with Beat It was the choreography. The song was about the stupidity of gang wars, and the video was patterned after West Side Story. The dancing was electric. And ever since then, dancers and dancing have been a big part of many, maybe even most, music videos. Jackson landmark number two. The Thriller video upped the stakes even higher. Once again, Jackson went to the movies for his video inspirations. This time, the movie was An American Werewolf in London, which Jackson enjoyed so much he hired the director, John Landis, and the special effects guy, Rick Baker, to turn him into a werewolf for Thriller. He and Landis set out to make the biggest, longest, most expensive video ever, and made a big deal out of its release. They premiered the video on Showtime Cable, deliberately snubbing MTV, and took advance orders for a home video cassette called The Making of the Thriller Video. That cassette, like Jackson's Thriller album, topped the charts almost instantly. And creatively, the work on the Thriller video made some people look at videos as possible art, rather than total promotion. Jackson landmark number three. And now, skipping to 1991, comes Black or White. This new video is as long as Thriller and features such guest stars as Macaulay Culkin, George Wendt, and Bart Simpson. Once again, Jackson's representatives have struck a hard bargain. MTV, in the midst of Michael Jackson Week, had to share last night's exclusive premiere with the Fox Network, which showed it at the exact same time, and the Black Entertainment Network, which presented it a half hour later. But with Black or White, the most impressive element isn't the business deal or the choreography. Once again, it's something Jackson took from the movies. The best parts of Black or White are the special effects. Jackson turning into a Black Panther, and a succession of singers of different sexes and races in close-up, with each face somehow seamlessly turning into the next. It's definitely oh-wow stuff. And it's the first music video use of the elaborate computer-generated special effects process from Terminator 2. That makes it Jackson landmark number four. The second half of the video is more disjointed, and the symbolism there is up for grabs. When he dances without music and basically stages a one-man riot, smashing car windshields, throwing things through windows, it's not clear why he's doing it or what he's supposed to represent. One thing's for sure, though. Fox has the same high-profile deal for all other videos that'll be coming from the Dangerous album, and it's a good bet that one of them will be Jackson Landmark number 5.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. This is Fresh Air.